Day 8, and it's David in Bosnia and Herzegovina, in the village where I live, Cedarčani, stood underneath the cherry tree, the sour cherry tree. And I'm thinking that another few days and we'll be harvesting the cherries from this tree, and then Tamara's going to make cakes and jams, and we'll be talking a little bit about jam in a minute. I was talking about bad weather recently, wasn't I? And storms that we had, and storms from many, many years ago as well. Today, I'm heading under some apple trees for some shade. Why? Because it's 27, maybe 28 now. And so it's roasty. And I'm a fair-skinned guy with blue eyes, so I turn into a lobster if I don't take any shade. So here we are. Oh, and there's the smell of fertilizer as well. So obviously my neighbors are putting fertilizer on the fields, and I've just sat down, hence most probably sounding wheezy. And I'm looking at our plum orchard. Let's see how many trees, so I get it right. Oh, about 25 we've got here, and it looks like we might get some harvest off it, in which case, if you're following me online, you'll see in late October, early November, the process of distilling rakia. Rakia is the family name for spirits in the Balkans. So in North America, I think they're called liquor, but in the United Kingdom, it's spirits, and under spirits, you have gin, brandies, whiskies, and so on. And here, there are all different sorts of rakia, depending on the fruit. Šljivovica is plum brandy. But we have apples, which is jabukovača, and I think there's some pear as well. So that'll be interesting. But I didn't want to talk about alcohol today. But I did want to talk about fruit. We harvested for the second time some of the strawberries that are here, and absolutely huge, I have to say. And they taste amazing. The first batch we did, the family gathered round and we cleaned up the strawberries, and we just put some sugar on a plate basically and dipped them in for added sweetness. Why, I don't know. But they tasted really good. And then we got a second harvest in, and Tam has made some jam out of it, and it's absolutely stunning. I have a bit of a digestive problem, so I'm going to be paying for what I've just eaten. And what did I just eat? Well, I'm going to digress slightly. When I was in Canada, many, many years ago working, a lot of Canadians made fun out of me, mocked me, because they said our food, British food, was rubbish. And we fry everything. I think they may have spent their time in the United Kingdom, in Scotland, where they actually deep fry Mars bars. Do you guys up there still do that? But it was all about, yeah, they fry everything, including bread. And I was getting a real hard time for that. But when I came to the Western Balkans, and in particular where I live now in Bosnia and Herzegovina, they have something that they serve here with their equivalent of clotted cream. It's called kaimak. It's not exactly clotted cream as Brits would understand it, but it is near enough. The consistency is the same. It's salty here rather than more sweet, as I would say the British clotted cream is. So it's kaimak. But we're not talking about kaimak. We're talking about balls of bread that are deep fried. Yep. And they're called ushtipsi. I hope I pronounced that right. I'm sure somebody following me on Twitter will tell me that I'm not, but it's ushtipsi. And the ones I like, they're crispy on the outside and very soft on the inside. And they're normally eaten with kaimak. So when you go out to a restaurant, you'll find that for a starter, for example, people will order 6 or 7 of these ushtipsi, and they'll have kaimak with it. Is it healthy? I don't really think so, but it's lovely. And it wasn't until recently when we went out for a Sunday breakfast after visiting the big market in Banja Luka. We went down to a place by the river just outside the city centre, and they served it with jam. It was the most adorable thing ever. Well, Tam has made ushdipsi. She made them earlier on this morning, and I tried one, and I thought, this is going to really give me murder for the rest of the day, but I'll eat it now and pay for it later, so to speak. And then her dad went into town, and he took them all with him. Well, we sent it to some people in town. And then she said, well, he's eaten them all, and she's just made a second batch. So we've just sat outside in the shade eating ushdipsi with jam, homemade strawberry jam. And I was thinking, I wonder if we could come up with some sort of like ethno-fusion food which would stand alongside the traditional Cornish cream tea. The problem is, though, the clotted cream aspect of it, the kaimak aspect of it. And Igor Kabala, who's from a town, or who lives in a town not too far away from us on the Croatian border called Gradiška, when I posted the fact that we'd done this on Twitter, he said, you could try these two different types of kaimak. So Igor, if you listen to this, we're going to get up to Gradiška, we're going to get to a store and look at the brands that you mentioned, and we'll see if we can do that. If so, I'll report back here on Audiomo. But people in the Balkans eat fried bread. There's no denying it. So it's not just the Brits. And that makes me very, very happy. The dogs are barking. I'm starting to ramble, which I don't want to do. The birds are attacking the fruit. But that's what nature allows them to do. It's just wonderful. I'm sat here under this huge apple tree, under these huge branches, and it's so unbelievably cool, and there's a breeze coming along, and I haven't even left the property. I am so very well blessed. Today's piece of music, though, is not a new one. It's an old one, actually, from the late 1980s, from 1988. And today it's referred to as XYU rock, ex-Yugoslav rock. And they had a rock culture of their own in the late 60s, 70s and 80s. It does bear some relationship to Northern European tunes and melodies. But once you've heard a bit of it, you either like it or you hate it. And I actually like it. So this is a bit of XYU rock. It's from a band called Pani Valjak. And this is Moja je pesma Lagana. And I hope you enjoy it. And I'll catch you tomorrow for day 9 of Audiomo in its 11th year. Can you hear the birds singing? Stay safe. Ciao for now. Tužna je naša ulica, od kada nisi tu. Jer tužnu pjesmu pjevaju oni što ostaju. Iste smo snove sanjali, istom se nadali. Drugi su igru vodili i snove ukrali. Nije mi žao što si otišla, znam da si morala. Jedino boli malena što se nisi javila. Ne bih ti rekao ostani, ne bih ni probao. Ne bih ti rekao volim te, samo čuvaj se. Moja je pjesma lagana, polagana.
struggle.